Hello and welcome to Castaway, created and choreographed by Sarah Worth, Executive Director of Highly Sprung, and Mark Worth, the Artistic Director, with music composed by Tom Haynes. Castaway explores the climate crisis and today's throwaway society and fast fashion in response to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a floating island of everlasting plastic that is now 6.5 times the size of the UK. Castaway tells the story of two characters, the Disposables, who are polluting the city's canals. Their actions awaken the Keeper of the Waterways, who rises up to challenge them and guide them to a more compassionate way of behaving. It's time for change. The performance uses a unique gyroscope flying machine to bring a brand new approach to aerial theatre. Rope marks out a large circular performance space and the audience sit or stand behind this. A smaller circular ground sheet of dingy, muddy-looking material in the centre represents the canals and waterways, and it's in the middle of this that the aerial rig is positioned. A fairly simple structure, a little like giant Meccano. The base is a sturdy cross with four wheels, and a post rises from the centre and meets a crossbar arm a third of the way along its length. The end of the shorter third is where the rig is operated, and circular weights like gate valve hand wheels are fixed on the end. The two-thirds of the arm the other side of the upright post splits at the end to form a shape like vertical cupped hands the height of a typical person. Wires hang from the top. The rig is black, has an industrial feel to it, and at the start of the performance the arm is in a horizontal position, the wires at the end dangling down towards a huge pile of plastic bags, mostly black, with some blue and white striped and some pink. There are also three long swathes of murky, sand-coloured organza-type fabric, see-through, that are full of wrappers and plastic detritus. Two are strewn across the base of the rig, and the other on top of the pile of plastic bags. We'll meet four characters today. The Disposables, two women who are committed to a throwaway lifestyle and crave anything and everything new, tiring of it almost immediately. The Keeper of the Waterways, who challenges them, and Trash Boy, who operates the rig and quietly tidies the space. Disposable 1, or D1, her short pink hair is aggressive and uncompromising in her moves, with facial expressions that often glower and snarl. She wears several layers of look-at-me clothes. At the start, she swaggers in wearing an electric blue faux fur fluffy jacket, with shoulder pads that sweep up like horns on her shoulders. She has matching leg warmers over gold leggings. She soon discards the coat, and under is a black bodycon dress with side splits that has Machino written multiple times in white bubble writing with a pink outline. When she gets fed up of that, D1 takes off the dress and wears a short zebra print unitard. The look is finished off with blue trainers, pink lipstick and blue eyeshadow. Disposable 2, or D2, has more of an emotional journey, although she starts off as obnoxious as D1, strutting arrogantly about the space. Her hair is tied up in two top knots, with purple strands falling from them. She wears a huge, shiny red duvet coat that swamps her small frame over a similar-styled bodycon dress in white, which is covered in famous branding, but with the wording changed. For example, the IKEA logo with its bold capital blue letters against a squashed yellow oval has the word brand instead of IKEA. And the red looping writing of the Coca-Cola logo reads Cool Cats. Other words are fashion, shop, consume, play, product. The dress has navy blue ruffles at the neck and sleeves. Under this, D2 wears blue leg warmers and leopard print leggings. When she tires of the dress and takes it off, she's wearing bottle green shorts and a matching short off-the-shoulder dress. The Disposables use a gold shopping trolley to zoom around the space, sometimes riding it or pushing each other around on or in it. The trolley is full of clothes and rubbish. The Keeper of the Waterways lives at the riverbed. She swims through the rivers at great speed and at great height, leaving us at the bottom of the riverbed looking up at her. She wears a patterned unitard in muted natural colours of olive green, sand and stone that are layered like nature. Over the top, she wears a free-form tunic in textured blue and green tarpaulin. There's a light gloss to it, making it shimmer slightly. With a tattered, rough and uneven hemline, it comes down to her thigh. These three characters are played by different women in different shows, although they're all white, slim and in their 20s or 30s. For all performances, Trash Boy is the same tall, strong-looking white man in his 40s with a Dali-esque handlebar moustache and small beard. He wears dirty, stone-coloured dungaree-style overalls over a black T-shirt with a black cap and gloves.